turn to the handbook, page 769.
我们今天行的经文是经文选读第七十八篇。
Today's verse is in number 78.
我读细体字，请大家回应粗体字。
I'll read the fine print, and the congregation will read the bold print.
看哪，弟兄和睦同居，是何等的善，何等的美。
这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。
圣徒缺乏要帮补，客要一味的款待。
与喜乐的人同喜，与哀哭的人要同哭。
要彼此同心，不要志气高大，倒要抚救卑微的人，不要自以为聪明。
不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做。
若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。
你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
人若无有，自己还以为有，就是自欺了。
个人应当查验自己的行为，这样他所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了。
因为个人必担当自己的担子。
我们行善不可丧志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
所以有了机会，就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
感谢神。
下面是奉献的时间。
Now it's time for offering.
奉献是我们对神对我们祝福的回应。
Offering is a response of us to the blessings that God gives us.
也是神对神的感恩。
It's also thanksgiving to God.
神喜欢我们甘心乐意的奉献。
God pleases our willing offering.
如果我们在座的有对奉献的意义不太清楚，或者是第一次来。
If anyone who does not completely understand the meaning of offering, or this is your first time with us.
所以当这个奉献袋传到你跟前的时候，就请你恭敬地传给下一位。
You can just simply respectfully pass the offering back to the person next to you when it's passed to you.
在奉献同时，我们会唱一首诗歌，叫《天父必看顾你》。
Same time, we'll sing a hymn together. God will take care of you.
天父必看顾你 看顾，处处看顾，他必要看顾你，天主必看顾你。
下面我们请卫平姐妹为方家做个祷告。
Sister Wei Ping will lead us in prayer. Dear Jesus Christ, we thank you. We thank you for your abundant grace. We also thank you for providing abundantly. We ask you to cleanse our offering today and use it in your ministry so that your gospel can be spread to all corners. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 下面是读经的时间。
Now it's time for scripture reading.
今天读经的经文在哥林多前书第十三章第七节。
Scripture is in the First Corinthians chapter 13 verse 7.
也就是我们今天信息的主题。
It's also the title of today's message.
好，如果大家要打开了，就听我来读。哥林多前书第十三章第七节：凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。好，我们就把时间交给姐妹。
Okay, now we give time to Brother Yu Long. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴又回到伊萨卡教会。
I'm glad to be with you guys again.
今天呢，我是跟我太太和两个小儿子一块来的。
Today I came with my wife and my two boys.
因为以前大家都经常问我为什么你太太跟孩子没来。
Because before, when I came, a lot of people asked me how come my wife and my two boys didn't come with me.
我们这一期讲到的主题呢，叫做“爱是永不止息”。
The theme of this semester is "Love Never Fails."
这个题目呢是出自《哥林多前书》十三章第八节。
And the title actually came from First Corinthians chapter 13, verse
8. 我们大家都知道，《哥林多前书》第十三章呢，被人称为是这个圣爱篇。
And we all know that. First Corinthians chapter 13 is also called the chapter of the holy love.
圣爱这个词呢，在这个希腊原文呢就 agape.
Holy love in the original Greek is called agape.
在这个短短的哥林多前书十三章的十三节经文里头呢，圣爱这个词呢出现了达九次之多。
So in just such a short verse in chapter 13 verses there.This agape word appeared 9 times.
使徒保罗借着这个哥林多前书第十三章向我们启示了什么是爱。
Apostle Paul, he revealed to us what it is, what love is in this chapter.
什么是真正的爱。
What is true love?
这种爱不是从肉体所生的，它乃是从圣灵所生的。
And this love is not from the flesh, it's from the Holy Spirit.
约翰一书这样说。约善一书四章七到八节这样说：凡有爱心的都是从神生的。
First John chapter 4 verses 7 to 8 says the following: Everyone who loves has been born of God.
使徒约翰在这里所说的爱心，也就是哥林多前书第十三章所指的爱。
So here, this kind of love that John is talking about is the same kind of love that Paul is talking about in First Corinthians.
这个爱就是圣爱。
And this love is holy love.
人世间呢，不是没有爱。
So it is not that we cannot find love in this world.
爱乃是人一生所追求的。
Because love is pretty much our lifetime pursuit.
人们都渴望得到爱。
And then people long for love.
有些人呢因为得不到爱而绝望。
And a lot of people actually are in despair because they cannot get love.
但是呢，得到爱的人呢， 又常常会失望。
But very often, a lot of people, when they think that they get love, they have love, they are disappointed.
他甚至因为爱而受到伤害。
And some people are even hurt by having love.
为什么会是这样子呢？
Why is that so?
那是因为我们所追求的这种爱呢，乃是不是真正的爱。
That was because the kind of love that we pursue is not true love.
我们所追求的这种爱呢，是受到时间、空间和环境的影响。
Because the kind of love that we pursue is limited and influenced by time, space, and circumstances.
所以这是一种有条件的爱。
So this is a conditional love.
那么到底什么是真正的爱呢？
So what on earth is true love?
其实真的答案呢，就在我们刚读过的，或者是以前读过的《哥林多前书》第13章四到第七节。
So the true love is actually written to us, and that was what we've been reading. That's in the First Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4-7.
从经文的结构上来看，《哥林多前书》第十三章的十三节经文可以分为三大部分。
If we look at it from the structural point of view, we can divide chapter 13 into three major portions.
从第一到第三节呢为第一个段落。
So verses 1-3 is the first part.
它主要讲爱的价值、爱的重要性和为什么我们要爱。
It's talking about the value of love, the importance of love, and why we need to love.
第四到第七节为第二个段落。
And verses 4-7 is the second part.
它是讲爱的内涵，或者说爱的定义。
It's talking about the content of love or the definition of love.
也有人把它叫做爱的真谛。
And some people talk about the truth about love.
八到第十三节为第三个段落。
Verses 8-13 is the third part.
它乃是讲爱的永恒性。
It's talking about eternity of love.
在过去的一段时间，我们主日讲到的内容呢，主要是在第二个段落。
So in the past, we've been talking about the second part of this chapter.
就是讲爱的内涵，或者说爱的定义。
Which is the content of love or the definition of love.
所以我今天呢，要继续与大家分享这个段落的最后一部分。
So today, I would like to share with you the last part of this chapter.
就是第七节，我们刚才读过的。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
And that is verse 7, which says, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
爱到底是什么？
And what is love?
哥林多前书第十三章四到七节给爱下了一个明确的定义。
And we know that 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4-7 gives us a good definition of it.
但这个定义很长。
But it's a long definition.
它提到了一连串关于爱的特征。
Because it's talking about a lot of characteristics about love.
一共有十五个。
There's 15 of them.
我再因为今天读经没有念，我再把它读一遍。
I would like to re-emphasize that. I'll read it to you.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂。不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud. It is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres.
读了这几节关于爱的定义的经文，我们这些搞科学和搞这个工程的人呢，会有些疑问。
So after we read about the definition of love, for people who are in the scientific field or who are in the engineering field, you may start to have some questions.
这么长的经文呢，是在给爱下定义吗？
Is this truly how you would define love?
按照科学定义的方法呢？我们一般要给爱下个定义，我们应该讲爱是什么，或者爱是什么。
Scientific way of giving a definition of something, you have to talk about what it is.
可这个四到七节讲的这个爱的十五个特征里头呢， 只有七个在讲爱是什么。
But in verses 4 through 7, in the 15 characteristics of love, only 7 of it is talking about what love is.
而其外而另外八个呢，都是在讲爱不是什么。
And the rest of the 8 characteristics is talking about what love is not.
这就好比我们想给一个三角形下一个定义。
It's just like if you're trying to give a definition to a triangle.
说这个三角形，我准备给它下定义。我们说三角形呢有三个边，三个角。
So when we're trying to define what a triangle is, we'll say a triangle has three sides, it's got three angles.
然后三个角的加起来等于180°。
And the three angles add up to be 180°.
但我们绝不会给三角形这样下定义。
But then, however, we will not.Define triangle in the following way.
我们绝不会说三角形有三个边，它不是四边形，不是五边形，也不是圆形，更不是梯形。
And we will not say a triangle has three sides, but it's not a square, it's not a pentagon, it's not a circle, it's not a trapezium.
然后我们又回来说三角形有三个角，三个角相加是180°。
And then you come back and say there's three angles to a triangle and they all add up to be 180°.
这样做好像有点不合乎逻辑。
And it doesn't sound very logical.
那么保罗为什么要要告诉我们爱是什么的同时还要告诉我们爱不是什么？
So why is it that Paul, at the same time he's trying to define what love is, he's also telling us what love is not.
我们前面讲过哥林多前书第十三章所讲的爱呢不是我们人所熟悉的那种人间的爱。
We just mentioned that the kind of love that is mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is not the kind of love that we're familiar with, the kind of love that's from the flesh.
这种爱呢是从神来的，是 agape 的爱。
Because we're talking about the love that's from God is agape love.
因此呢这些属天的爱它这个定义呢对我们这些属地的属肉体的人来说呢是非常抽象。
To us, heavenly love is abstract to people like us who are of the earth, of the world.
不仅抽象而且你很难理解。
Not only is it abstract, it's also hard to understand.
因此保罗在传达这个关于爱的启示的时候呢他考虑到我们这些属地的人的无知和软弱。
Therefore, when Paul is conveying the definition of love, he understands that we are incapable or we are weak in understanding fully what love is.
因此他在告诉我们爱是什么的时候呢，他必须要从反面告诉我们什么不是这种属天的爱。
Therefore, when he tells us about love, what love is, he also has to go from the other side and tell us what love is not.
这样在我们还不懂什么是这种爱又不懂怎么样去爱别人的时候呢，我们至少知道怎么样不去伤害别人。
Therefore, when we're trying to understand what love is, before we're able to fully grasp the idea of it, we at least know what not to do so that we don't hurt others.
这就像我们在教导小孩子说我们要孝敬父母。
It's just like when we're teaching our kids to respect their parents.
但如果这个孩子很小的时候他即使听到了你教训说要孝敬父母但是他也不能理解。
When they're very little, when you tell them to be respectful to their parents, they do not understand what to do.
他不懂得什么叫孝敬父母。
Because they don't understand what respect or pay a filial piety to parents is.
他也更不懂怎么样叫去孝敬父母。
And they really do not understand how to do in order to be respectful to their parents.
因此呢在我们告诉小孩子要孝敬父母的同时呢我们还会告诉他们不要做一些不孝敬父母的事情。
Therefore, when we teach our children how to respect parents, we also teach them what not to do in order to respect their parents.
像就是说你不要跟父母顶嘴啊不要惹父母生气啊。
Such as you do not talk back to your parents, you do not agitate your parents.
有好吃的东西不能只想到自己还要想到父母啊。
When you have something that delicious, you do not only just think about yourself, you think about your parents as well.
等等这样一些反面的你告诉他什么不是孝敬父母的事情。
So when you tell them about what what it is not respectful to your parents, then they will understand.
同样呢在这里当保罗告诉我们比如举个例子啊保罗在告诉我们爱是有恩慈的同时他还告诉我们爱是 不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
So the same way, Paul here he's telling us about love. In one part, he said that love is kind, and at the same time, he tells us that love does not easily anger.
即使你不知道恩慈是什么，但你知道，如果我们那样去做的话，那不是对人有恩慈的表现。
So even though you may not fully understand what being kind is, but at least you know what not to do in order to be kind.
因此呢，当我们注意到遇到事情的时候，如果不轻易发怒的话，也不老记人家仇的话，这样的时候我们不知不觉的就会做到有恩慈。
Therefore, if we can try to do the no's, which means we do not easily get angered, we do not keep the record of other people's wrongs, and we are starting to behave kindly.
从上面这两个例子，我们可以看到为什么保罗要从正反两面来给爱下定义。
So now, after the examples, I hope you better understand why Paul will give definitions to love in two different ways.
今天我要跟大家重点要分享是这个七个正面给爱下定义中的四个。
And today I will be sharing with you about the characteristics of love, the seven positive ones, and then I'll share about four of them.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
It always protects, always trust, always hopes, always perseveres.
可以说这四个凡事道出了爱的真谛。
So we can say that the four always talked about the truth about love.
也是爱的真谛的精髓。
And is the core of love.
爱是凡事包容。
And love always protects.
包容这个字呢，在NIV 英文翻译的是 protect.
In English is translated into protect.
就是保护的意思。
And that means to protect.
此外呢，在这个原文中呢，这个包容这个词还有忍受、容忍、遮盖的意思。
And the original language also means to accept, to tolerate, to cover.
所以凡事包容呢，就是凡事保护、凡事忍受、凡事容忍、凡事遮盖的意思。
So it always protects. Actually means it always protects, always tolerates, always accepts, always covers.
凡事包容呢，其实对我们来说呢，并不陌生。
And it's actually no stranger to us when we talk about it always protects.
我们做父母的，其实最能够理解什么是凡事包容的爱。
And as parents, you probably will best able to understand what it means by it always protects.
不仅仅是理解，我们很多父母也是一直在这样做。
And not only do you understand, you always do it.
当你的孩子刚出生的时候。
And when your child is newborn,
每天晚上到深更半夜，每隔两三个小时，他就会哇哇大哭。
Every night in the middle of the night, every 2-3 hours, the infant will wake up and cry.
不是饿了就是拉了。
And is either hungry or just went to the bathroom. Diaper's wet.
虽然你疲劳了一天，睡意正浓啊。
So although you might be really tired from the day's work, and you're just really sleepy.
但是被吵醒了，你还得爬起来。
And when you are woke up by the crying, you get up.
但是当你这样做，你不但毫无怨言，还充满了喜乐。
And when you do this, you not only do not complain, you actually are very happy.
当你的孩子长大了一点点
，And when your child is a little bigger now,
开始淘气了
，And it start to become naughty.
父母的包容心依然不减。
And your heart of being protective or to tolerate is not any less.
我的那个大儿子三岁的时候呢
，When my big boy was three,
曾经把这个牛奶倒在电视机里。
Once he put milk in the television, TV set.
然后电视机马上就坏了。
So the TV was damaged forever.
那我怎么办呢
？What do I do?
我只能无奈的摇摇头，再去买一台。
So I just shake my head and I buy a new TV.
我包容我们自己的孩子。
I protect my child.
现在孩子到了这个上学的年龄了。
Now my children are in school age.
为了孩子的教育。
For their education.
我们家每天两部车东接西送。
And we have two cars in the family, and both cars run all over the place every day to pick up and send, and drop them off to places. And we're very, very, very busy.
但是我们从不抱怨。
But we never complain.
这一切为了什么呢？
And what's all these things for?
这是因为父母之爱。
And that's because of the love of being parents.
为了所爱的孩子，凡事你都能包容。
For the children that you love so much that you tolerate or you protect everything.
都能够忍受。
And you're willing to tolerate.
在我们讲爱的真谛的时候呢？你可能认为如果你做到了包容自己的孩子这件事你可能认为至少在凡事包容这件事情呢你已经做到了
If you're this kind of parents you think that when we talk about the definition of love at least you can do at least you fulfill one of the characteristics which is I always protect
可能你真的觉得你是很有爱心的
And you may think that you are a person full of love
其实诧异
And it's actually far away from it
因为你所做的凡事包容不是保罗讲的凡事包容
because the kind of it always protects that you've been doing is not the kind of protection that Paul was talking about in the chapter
你所做的凡事包容的对象只是你所爱的孩子
because the object of your protection is only your own children
对别人来说呢这个凡事呢就不适用
To other people, it always is not always anymore.
我记得我七岁那年。
I remember when I was 7.
我妹妹刚出生。
My baby sister was just born.
每天晚上她也哇哇大哭。
Every day in the middle of the night, she wakes up and she cries.
然后晚上都把我吵醒。
So I couldn't sleep at night.
可是我呢，却没有父母那份爱心。
But I don't have the kind of love that my parents does.
那份忍受
that kind of tolerance
每次我都抱怨
I always complain
甚至让父母把妹妹送给别人
I even suggest my parents to give my sister baby sister away yeah give her away
自己家的孩子做错了事
and when your own children do something wrong
像把牛奶倒在电视机里
such as putting milk in your TV set
我们可以忍受
you can tolerate it
但如果是别人家的孩子
But if this would be done by other people's kids
来我们家玩把我们家东西搞坏了
other people's kids came to my house and they do some damage
哪怕就是一件很小的东西
Even if it's damage on something that's very insignificant
我们都会抱怨那个孩子太淘气
And we still complain that this is not a good boy and not a good child
家长没有把他管好
And he's not well taught at home
下次尽量不让他来家玩。
We'll avoid inviting him to the house anymore.
我们可以为了自己孩子教育而东接西送。
So we can drive all over town and pick up and drop off our children for their education.
偶尔呢，也可以接送一下别人家的孩子。
And occasionally you pick up other people's kids too.
但这些常常呢是以跟别人接送自己的孩子为一种心照不宣的交换条件而已
and however you do this with unspoken agreement in your heart thinking that when you need your kids need a ride other parents should give your kids a ride
因此凭着我们的肉体
therefore according to our own flesh
我们所包容的事情太少了
what we protect or we can tolerate is just very little
我们所包容的对象太窄。
The object of our protection is too small.
保罗在这里讲，爱是凡事包容。
Here Paul says that love always protects.
他在这里讲这个主要的目的呢，当然不是去指对所爱的人凡事包容。
The main purpose of Paul saying this is not saying that you protect the one that you love.
他是要让我们去爱去包容那些与你非亲非故的人
and Paul wants us to love and to protect people who do not know
特别是教会中的弟兄姊妹
or people who are not related to us especially people in our church
格林多前书第十三章四到七节实际上就是在讲教会中神的教会中肢体之间爱的真谛
so in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 4 through 7 is talking about the kind of love we should have in the church.
初到教会的人呢，很容易被教会这种爱的气氛所感染。
So for those who are in the church first time, they would strongly experience and feel the kind of love that's different.
非常羡慕我们弟兄姊妹之间那种非亲非故的爱。
And they desire the kind of love that is between brothers and sisters who are not really related.
其实说我们弟兄姊妹之间是非亲非故呢，也其实并不准确。
And however, it's not totally correct to say that the brothers and sisters in church is not related.
我们之间实际上是有血缘关系。
And we are indeed blood relatives.
什么血缘关系呢
？What kind of blood relatives is that?
宝血亲。
It's the precious love, precious love relative, precious blood relatives.
是主耶稣基督在实际上的宝血把我们相联系在一起。
Because it's the precious blood that Jesus shed on the cross that brings us together.
所以我们是亲戚关系。
So we're actually relatives.
无论你是从美国的哪个州来的
，No matter what state you came from in the U.S.
从中国哪个省市来的
，Or which province that you came from in China.
从世界哪个国家来的
，Or which country you came from in this world.
只要你说你是自己是基督徒
，as long as you claim that you are a Christian，
我们在一起就可以彼此称弟兄姊妹。
You can always call each other brothers and sisters。
我上一次回国，
my last time I returned to China，
一次偶然的机会呢，碰到一位国内家庭教会的基督徒。
By chance, I knew of somebody who is of the family church in China, house church in China.
虽然我们以前从来没见过面
although we never knew each other before
但当得知对方是基督徒的时候呢我们立刻就像老朋友一样倍感亲切
But, however since we learned that both are Christians we started to become really close to each other
因为我们有着这样特殊的血缘关系
because we have such a special blood relationship
但是当如果我们在教会待得久了一点
However, if you are in the church for a longer time
而且参加教会越来越多的侍奉
And you begin to participate and serve more and more in church
我们就会渐渐注意到实际上基督徒之间的那种爱呢常常还是有很多的难处
So we'll start to notice that there's a lot of obstacles or difficulties of the love that is between brothers and sisters
这些难处呢有的时候呢是由于我们有着不同的背景造成的
This kind of difficulties could be from the fact that we are all from different backgrounds
像我们有着不同的教育水平
Or we have different education background
我们可能有着不同的性格
Or different characteristics
甚至我们有不同的侍奉的经历
Or different experiences in serving
既然我们就有着这么多的如此多的不同呢在教会中分歧和摩擦实际上是在所难免的
And because of all these differences between among us it's understandable that we end up having some conflict
然而就是这些小的分歧和摩擦如果我们处理不好就会造成弟兄姊妹之间爱心的失落
However if we cannot take good care of these conflicts between brothers and sisters then we startto see the fall of the love in Christians
最后彼此之间不信任
and eventually they will even become untrusting to each other
甚至出现无法在一起同工的现象
and the worst case would be that the brothers and sisters cannot co-work together
严重的时候会造成教会的分裂
and then if we take it step even further then the church sometimes will split
那么我们怎么样做才能够彼此相爱
So what do we do in order to love one another?
保罗告诉我们要凡事包容。
Paul tells us to always protect.
首先我要指出的是，凡事包容绝不是包容罪恶的事情。
First, I would like to point out that when it says always protect or always tolerate, that doesn't mean that you always tolerate something that's sinful.
因为在上一节中保罗已经提到爱是不喜欢不义只喜欢真理
Because in the previous verses Paul is talking about love does not delight in evil and it only enjoys truth
保罗在哥林多前书第五章就曾严厉地责备了哥林多教会各种各样的罪恶
Because in chapter 5 Paul actually fiercely denounced a lot of sins that Corinthian church has committed
第五章十一节保罗这样说若有称为弟兄的是行淫乱的或是贪婪的或拜偶像的或辱骂的或醉酒的或勒索的这样的人不可与他相交 就是与他吃饭都不可。
Because in chapter 5, verses 11, Paul says the following, But now I'm writing to you that you must not associate with anyone who calls himself a brother, but is sexually immoral or greedy, an idolater or a slanderer, a drunkard or a swindler. With such a person, do not even eat.
因此我们对罪是绝不包容。
Therefore, we do not tolerate sin.
那我们在教会中要包容些什么呢？
So what do we tolerate? What do we protect in the church?
第一，我们要包容教会中弟兄姊妹的软弱。
First, we need to tolerate the weakness of church brothers and sisters.
在初期教会，门徒们因为能不能吃过祭偶像的食物而发生分歧。
In early church's time, the apostles or the followers, they have a conflict in terms of opinions about whether or not to eat the kind of food that has been offered to idols.
有些门徒信心坚定，认为可以吃。
Some followers said that it's okay to eat because they have a good faith.
有些门徒信心软弱，认为吃了会违反摩西的律法。
Some do not have strong faith and say that, well, if you take of the food that's been offered to other idols, then you're actually going against the law of Moses.
保罗则劝诫信心坚定的门徒，为了包容信心的软弱的，要包容信心软弱的门徒。
So Paul, he actually advises those disciples who have strong faith to tolerate or protect those who have weak faith.
他说：“食物若叫我弟兄跌倒，我就永远不吃肉，免得叫我弟兄跌倒。”
He said that if what I eat causes my brother to fail into sin, I will never eat meat again, so that I will not cause him to fail.
在我们 Corning 的团契里
，in the Corning Fellowship that I'm in。
我们星期晚上的查经聚会呢，经常有弟兄姊妹迟到的现象。
In our meetings on Friday night, we always see some brothers and sisters they came late.
这是因为在团契中弟兄姊妹呢都是很多都是双亲工作。
And that was because a lot of brothers and sisters in their family both parents work.
而且孩子呢大多都还很小。
And they have their children are usually young.
他们下了班以后要去接孩子，然后做饭，喂孩子吃饭，然后再赶去教会。
So in a typical day after work, they have to pick up their kids, they have to cook, and they have to eat, and then they rush to church.
因此，从时间上看，其实蛮紧的。
So to them, time is really tight.
因此，就有了迟到的现象。
So they oftentimes they became late for fellowships.
我们七点半的聚会呢，经常拖到七点五十甚至八点才开始。
So we are supposed to start at 7:30, but usually we do not start until 7:50 or even 8 o'clock.
面对这样的情况呢，我们的同工们呢一直包容这些迟到的弟兄姊妹的软弱。
Because of this, the co-workers in the fellowship tolerate or protect the weakness of these brothers and sisters.
没有去责备他们。
We do not condemn them.
以免有人会因此跌倒。
So that they do not fall.
第二，我们要包容教会中弟兄姊妹的过犯。
And second, we need to tolerate or protect the mistakes that brothers and sisters made.
包容这个字，我们刚才讲过，在原文中有保护和遮盖的意思。
Tolerate in the original Greek word also has meaning of protection and cover.
因此，包容过犯呢，就是保护或遮盖。
Therefore, you tolerate the mistakes. That means that you protect their mistakes or you cover their mistakes.
这一点我们做父母的也很有体会。
For parents, we probably know this part very well also.
我们中国人常常把这些袒护犯错孩子家长呢叫做护犊子。
So in Chinese, we call those parents who protect their children's mistakes.As protecting your newborn or pup.
就是犊子就是牛犊，这就像是母牛保护小牛那样。
Just like a cow protecting like a calf. So you protect something that's young.
那为什么父母会常常包容孩子的过犯呢？
And why is it that parents are willing or able to tolerate the mistakes that their children make?
这还是因为有爱。
That's because of love.
彼得前书四章八节这样说
In 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8
最要紧的是彼此切实相爱因为爱能够遮盖 遮掩许多的罪。
Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins.
这不是说只要我们彼此相爱就能够除去罪。
And that's not saying that if we cover each other's mistakes, then we can cover up our sins.
因为只有主耶稣的宝血才能除去人的罪。
Because only the blood of Jesus can cover our sins.
这里是说爱心能使我们不愿意将弟兄或者姊妹的过犯呢宣扬于人的前面。
And here's talking about because of love, we are not willing to talk about other people's mistakes in front of another person.
不至引起更多的纷争。
So we do not cause more conflicts.
不至于让主的名受辱。
So then we do not insult God's name.
并且让有过犯的弟兄姊妹能够有悔改的空间。
And also by doing so, we give some room for those who made a mistake.
因此，当我们发现弟兄姊妹有过犯的时候，我们需要尽量替他们在人前掩盖。
Therefore, when you realize that some brothers or sisters have made a mistake, you actually want to cover it in front of another person.
但这不是纵容。
But this is not just to let it go.
我们需要在私底下用爱心凭诚实话来劝解他们。
Because in private, you actually should speak to this person in truth by love.
切不可故意在人前张扬以显自己为义。
However, you don't want to say talk about other people's mistakes to many other people just so that it will make yourself look more righteous.
第三个方面。我们要包容教会中弟兄姊妹的批评。
Third, you have to tolerate criticisms from church brothers and sisters.
这一次去纽约灵命进深会。
This time I went to the summer conference in New York.
林三刚弟兄呢，在讲这个基督徒的教会侍奉的时候，特别提到了教会中批评的声音。
And Brother Lin, when he talked about serving in church, he especially mentioned about criticisms in church.
他还开玩笑说，神是很公平。
He even jokingly said that God is a fair God.
他在每个教会都安排了几个不做事专门批评人的。
Because he always arranged for some brothers or sisters in each church who do not do anything but just criticize.
经过了这么多年教会的服侍。
So after serving in church so many years,
我深深地体会到，在教会中最难做到的就是包容弟兄姊妹的误会或者是批评。
And I truly experienced what it means by tolerating other brothers and sisters' criticisms or their mistakes.
许多在教会中有热心服侍的弟兄姊妹，包括我在内，都曾面对过在所爱被所爱的弟兄姊妹的误会和批评而跌倒。
Including myself, I believe many co-workers have experienced being criticized by those brothers and sisters that they love and trust deeply, and then because of that, they fall.
在我们 Corning 的团契
In the Corning Fellowship,
我们成立了有大概四年的历史。
And it's been 4 years since we started it.
在过去一年多的时间
In the past year,
神给我们带来很多热心服侍的弟兄姊妹们。
God brought us a lot of good brothers and sisters who are willing to serve.
这本来是让我们很振奋的事情。
And this is supposed to be something that's really exciting.
因为我们一直在向神祷告，带领更多的基督徒来 Corning 与我们一起同工。
Because we have been praying for more co-workers in our fellowship.
然而同工们来了。
However, now that the co-workers did come,
批评也接踵而至。
The criticisms came as well.
这不是说这些新的同工对我个人有什么意见。
And that's not saying that the new co-workers has the criticisms towards myself.
而是由于他们来自不同的教会。
And that was because they all came from different churches.
有着不同的侍奉经历和侍奉的方法。
And they have different experiences and ways to serve.
当他们来到一个新的地方
When they came to a new place.
看到教会的聚会方式
And then they saw that the way that they have the worship.
查经所用的教材
Or the way they do Bible study.
查经的深度
And the depth that the Bible study goes.
都与过去他们所在的教会有很多的不同。
And that's very different from what they have experienced in other churches.
因此也就会有一些看不惯的地方。
And so then they became just not used to it.
因此发出了一些个批评的声音。
So then there also came criticisms.
有些还是很激烈。
And some is actually fierce.
所以作为 Calling 团契的创建人和 leader,
as the forefather and the leader of Calling Fellowship,
开始呢我很难忍受这些批评。
In the beginning, it is really hard for me to take those criticisms.
在经历有点低谷之后呢，神的灵感动我。
After experiencing some deep valley, and then I start to experience God,
让我学会了能有一颗包容的心。
And I learned how to be tolerant.
饶恕的心
and to be forgiving.
错误的批评和误会要包容，要饶恕。
If people criticize me wrongly, I have to tolerate it and I have to forgive it.
正确的意见要接纳。
If the criticism is correct, then I have to accept it.
然后尽量弥补自己在侍奉上的不足。
And I have to always try to be better in my serving.
并与新来的弟兄姊妹有更多的分享
and I also need to have more communication and sharing with new co-workers
沟通
and communication
和祷告
and prayers
并根据他们的恩赐帮他们找到他们自己侍奉的岗位
I also have to help them to find a proper position or way to serve according to their gift
感谢神
Thanks God
他在我们中间动工
God works in us
让我们又恢复了弟兄姊妹之间的爱
So we can restore love between brothers and sisters
大家现在能够在一起彼此造就彼此服侍
Now we can together we establish one another we serve one another
现在我以前跟大家说过 Corning 的 party
So before I talk about the party in Corning
现在我们弟兄姊妹之间也开 party
Now we also have parties between brothers and sisters
按照圣经的叫法我们这叫爱宴
So but we don't call it party We call it a love banquet
来增强弟兄姊妹之间的了解和感情
We call it a love feast And then that is for us to strengthen the love and the bond between brothers and sisters
格林多前书三章十二到十四节
哥罗西书
Colossians chapter 3 verses 12 to 14
所以你们既是神的选民圣洁蒙爱的人就要存怜悯恩慈谦虚温柔忍耐的心倘若这人与那人有嫌隙总要彼此包容彼此饶恕主怎样饶恕了你们你们要怎样饶恕人在这一切之外要存着爱心爱心就是联络全德的
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with one each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity.
爱是除了凡事包容以外，爱也是凡事相信
Love always protects Love also always trust
凡事相信不是什么都信
Always trust doesn't mean that you trust everything
而是说爱不存恶意疑惑人
And that means that love does not come with a bad intention and to suspect other people
总要从好的方面相信
And you have to trust the better of people
凡是相信的概念呢，与我们这个世人的理念呢，特别是我们华人的理念呢，有着很大的不同。
Always trust does not always work with Chinese.
我们从小父母就教导我们不要随便相信外人。
Because when we're growing up, our parents always teach us not to trust strangers.
特别是在经历了这个文化大革命以后
especially after the Cultural Revolution.
不但是外人连家人都不敢完全相信
Not only strangers You do not even trust your own family
保罗在这里告诉我们爱是凡事相信
Here Paul tells us That love always trusts
这是弟兄姊妹之间彼此相爱的一个体现。
And this is how you act out the love between brothers and sisters.
我再以上面我提到的教会中的批评做例子来说。
Now again, I'll talk about the criticisms in church again.
如果你相信弟兄姊妹的批评是出于爱，出于爱神，出于爱教会，出于爱弟兄姊妹。
If you trust that the criticisms that came from brothers and sisters is indeed out of their love of the church, their love of God, and their love of you,
即使他们的批评是不正确的,
even if those criticisms are not correct,
你也能够饶恕和宽容那些无意的批评和误会,
and you are able to forgive.
这就好比在你对你所爱的丈夫和妻子的批评的时候呢。你绝不会感到你的所爱的丈夫妻子是对你存在恶意的。
That is just like if when you're criticized by your spouse who you love deeply, you will not think that they criticize you because of bad intention.
我们的父神对我们的爱呢，也正是体现在凡事相信上。
And our heavenly Father, when He loves us, He also trusts.
在我们一次一次犯罪跌倒后。他依然能够允许我们又回到他的面前。
Because every time, after we sin, he's willing to forgive us.
因为他对我们有信心。
Because he trusts us.
他相信我们会经历过每一次以后会变得更好。
He trusts that after all these, we'll become better person.
爱还是凡事盼望。
Love is also always hopes.
凡事盼望就是凡事总要积极地向好的方向期望。
Always hopes means that you always want to actively think about things in a good way, in a positive way.
不轻易放弃盼望。
And you do not easily give up your hope.
做父母的对孩子总是凡事盼望。
And for parents, they always hope for something about their children.
孩子学钢琴，父母做父母的期望他有朝一日能成为音乐家。
When your children take piano lessons, you hope that they become a musician.
孩子学足球，做父母的能够希望他们有朝一日能够成为足球明星。
When they start to play soccer, you hope that they become a soccer star.
孩子学习好一点，做父母的又期望他们有朝一日能够上哈佛、普林斯顿大学这样的好学校。
And if they study well in school, and then you hope that one day they'll go to Harvard or Princeton.
当然，这些都是好的例子。
And these are good examples.
相反，如果这个孩子不争气，
on the contrary, if your children do not behave,
最后离家不归，成为浪子。
And they leave home and become a runaway children.
做父母的又苦苦地盼望有朝一日他能够回家。
And parents also always hope one day that your children will come back.
这也是爱我们的天父对我们的盼望。
And this is also the kind of hope that our heavenly Father have for us.
他盼望世上所有的浪子都能有朝一日回转。
Because he hopes that all prodigal sons in this world will one day turn back.
能称他为阿爸父。
And call him Abba Father.
在教会中，我们因着神的爱。
And in church, because of the love of God.
也有很多的盼望。
We also have many hopes.
我们盼望自己和弟兄姊妹们的灵命尽快成长。
We hope that our spiritual life and also the spiritual life of our brothers and sisters will grow quickly.
盼望慕道友们能够尽早跨出信心的一步。
We hope that the seekers can quickly take the leap of faith.
盼望我们的家人能够得救。
And that we hope that our family can be saved soon.
等等，这一切都是爱的特征。
And these are all the characteristics of love and hope.
最后，爱更是凡事忍耐。
And lastly, love always perseveres.
讲到这里，你可能觉得很奇怪。
When we talk about this, you may think that it sounds kind of strange.
因为爱的真谛的第一条是，爱是恒久忍耐。
Because the first characteristic in the chapter is talking about love is patience.
这是在讲忍耐。
It's talking about patience.
怎么这最后一条又在讲凡事忍耐
？How come we're talking about patience at the very end in Chinese translation? It's patience again.
还是忍耐。
So why is it still patience?
如果我们这个中文翻译是翻成忍耐，如果我们看 NIV 的英文翻译，我们就会发现这个两个忍耐在英文中呢是不同的字。
So in Chinese, this is translated into the same things. They are both patience. However, if it were in the NIV translation, we'll see that the two patience are translated differently.
第一个忍耐，英文字呢就是 patience.
Yeah. So the first is translated into patience.
第二个忍耐，英文的翻译是 perseverance. Perseverance.
So the second is translated into perseverance.
希腊的原文呢，也是用的两个不同的字来表达这个忍耐的。
In original Greek, it's also using two different words to express these two different meanings.
那么到底这两个忍耐有什么不同呢
？So what are the differences between these two meanings?
我们这两个不同的忍耐这两个词呢，在圣经中不同的地方呢都有用到。
So these two kinds of patience or perseverance are used both used in the New Testament differently.
在这个第四节讲的这个忍耐呢，在新约中一共出现过十次。
So the kind of patience that's mentioned in verse 4 is used 10 times in the New Testament.
而第七节的忍耐在新约中共出现过十七次。
And the kind of patience or perseverance is used 17 times.
归纳它们的用处呢，我们可以找到出它们的不同。
So when we look at where they are written, we can tell the difference.
第四节讲的恒久忍耐，常常是用来表达神的一种性情。
So the kind of patience that we talk about in verse 4 is used to express or to represent the characteristic of God.
是在讲神是一种非常稳定、持久性的对人的一种宽容和忍耐。
So it's talking about the kind of patience that is consistent, it's long-lasting, and is sort of a tolerance to people.
就像彼得后书三章九节。
Just like in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
这样说，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是耽误，其实不是耽误，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
这里的宽容呢，在原文中用的就是忍耐。
So here, the patient, here it says he is patient, meaning being patient.
在第七节中的忍耐，实际上指的是坚忍。
So in verse 7, it's actually talking about perseverance.
特别是指这种面对着逼迫和患难那种不逃避、不退缩的素质。
So it's especially talking about the quality when.Of a person when he faces difficulty or suffering, and he does not avoid all these.
罗马书十二章十二节。
In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 12.
在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。
Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer.
因此，真正的爱也是一个坚忍。长期忍耐的一个过程。
Therefore, true love is a process of perseverance, is a long-term patience.
它是能够经得住时间、经得住环境的考验。
So it stands for the test of time and the test of the circumstances.
我们的主耶稣在忍耐上为我们做了很好的榜样。
And Jesus Christ actually is a good example of being patient or perseverant.
他因着爱我们从天上的宝座下来降世为人。
For his love for us, he is willing to come from the throne in heaven and then to be among us.
在地上以卑微人的样式生活了33年。
And he lives humbly in the human form for 33 years.
又为人的罪而被侮辱受刑罚，最后死在十字架上。
He was insulted, he was punished for our sins, and he was nailed on the cross for our sins.
我们可能很多人都看过就是耶稣受难记这部电影。
A lot of us probably have watched the Passion of Christ, the film.
它表现的就是这种忍受坚忍的爱。
And it's talking about this kind of love that perseveres.
这种爱呢，也是爱的最高境界。
And this is really the highest level of love.
我们有的时候可以表现得出有爱心，很有爱心。
Sometimes we can behave as if we are full of love.
但当环境改变的时候，我们就感到爱不从心了。
However, when circumstances change, we start to feel that our love is not sufficient.
在这个时候，我们常常会想，我比他还倒霉呢，干嘛让我去关心他呢？
So oftentimes in that kind of situation, we'll think about, well, I'm actually doing worse than he does, and how should I be caring for him?
是的，靠着我们人生的这种本性。
Yes.
我们是不会有这种真正的和持久的爱。
Yes, based on our human quality, it's hard for us, it's also almost impossible for us to have a true and long-lasting love.
这种圣爱只有从神、从圣灵里面生的。
Holy love can only come from Holy Spirit.
所以只有当我们把自己和爱的源头相连接的时候，
Only when we can connect ourselves with the source of love.
这种爱的力量，爱的源泉，才能源源不断地流到我们里面。
The strength of love and then the flow of love can only at that time can come to us.
这样我们才能去爱。
So that we are able to love.
有一位英国商人到印度的一家慈善医院去参观。
An English businessman once went to India and he visited a mission hospital there.
在参观的过程中呢，他为一位护士的爱心所深深的感动。
So in the during the visit, he was touched by the love of one of the nurses.
那位护士一直在精心照料一位病得很重的病人。
Because this nurse take very careful care, good care of a person who actually is very sick.
他不但是病得很厉害，而且脾气还很大。
And not only is he very sick, he's also have very hot temper.
因此呢，这位商人就对这位护士说。
And this business person told the nurse.
说护士小姐，你这种人道主义和牺牲的精神真让我感动。
And he said that well, I am really touched by your humanitarian and your spirit of suffering.
那个护士回答说
The nurse replied,
先生，我敢向你保证
Sir, I can promise you.
如果我是靠着人道主义，我在这里一分钟我也待不下去
If I do this based on humanitarian, I cannot stay here any longer.
是耶稣基督的爱让我熬过一天又一天。
And it is the love of Jesus Christ that helped me to stay day by day.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们渴望有爱。
Lord, we long for love.
但主，你是那位创造爱的主。
But Lord, you are the creator of love.
你借着你的儿子主耶稣基督向我们启示了什么是真正的爱。
You revealed to us the meaning of true love by Jesus Christ.
主，我们真是求你来赦免我们的软弱。
We ask you to forgive our weakness.
我们想爱，但是我们做不出来。
We want to love, but we cannot do it.
主，我们真是盼望你的灵与我们同在。
Lord, we hope your spirit to be with us.
当你自己爱的源头与我们相连接的时候，我们才知道怎么样去爱。
When you yourself, the source of love, can be connected to us, then we can have love.
我们只知道怎么样去做是爱。
So that we'll know what to do in the, we only know what to do to act out love.
感谢赞美主。
We thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.我们唱一首回应诗歌
Let's sing a response song together
让大家都熟悉的爱的真谛
Love is divine
爱是恒久忍耐又有恩慈爱是不嫉妒爱是不自夸不张狂 不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人家的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，凡事要忍耐，爱是永不止息。
谢谢玉龙弟兄的信息。
Thank you, Brother Yulong, for your message.
我们愿神的爱能够充满我们。
May God's love fill us up.
让我们能够爱人，爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
So that we can love people and love brothers and sisters.
下面是欢迎和报告的时间。
Now it's time to welcome and make an announcement.
我们欢迎第一次来到我们中间的朋友啊。还有这个，或者是好久没有，或者是你来访问我们的这个弟兄姐妹。
We welcome the newcomers or people who has left for a long time.
如果你是第一次来，请你站起来，能够介绍一下。
You may stand up and introduce yourselves.
让我们能够认识你啊。好。来，欢迎。Welcome.
My name is Myung. I'm a senior at Cornell, and I'm listening to
you. Okay, welcome.后边还啊还 OK。谢谢。好，后边好看。你可以到这边来。没有了，我们感谢主给我们带来这么多的新朋友。
We thank the Lord to bring us so many new faces.
等一下我们散会后下边有午餐的时候，让我们能够和他们有 一起呢有有这个分享和交通。
Let's all fellowship with one another during lunchtime.
OK, 我们就打开我们的持续单，看一下我们的报告事项。
Now let's open up the pamphlet and then read the announcements together.
第一个就是我们这个礼拜六，也就是8月18号下午4点，我们国语团契就是在教会有迎新。
This coming Saturday afternoon 4 o'clock, there is a welcome party for Mandarin speaking new students.
所以那个外边的招待桌上已经有印好的这个传单，你可以拿一份或者拿几份也行，可以就邀请你的朋友来参加。
And there are flyers on the table outside. You can pick up a couple of them and invite your friends to come.
另外，我们也希望就是除了这个接送的弟兄姐妹外，别的就是我们基督徒弟兄能够至少能够15分钟提前能够到教会。
So except for those who are giving rides to the new students, I encourage the brothers and sisters can come to the party 15 minutes early.
让我们能够一同的能够就是来欢迎就是招待新的新生。
So then we can all get ready and welcome new students.
另外就是香港团契的迎新是在下一周五，就是8月24号的晚上，在这个考内校园举行。
And the Cantonese welcome party is going to be on the following Friday, which is the 24th of August on Cornell campus.
也请大家为这个他们的筹备做祷告。
And we ask brothers and sisters to pray for their preparation.
第二件就是新的学期即将开始。
And the new semester will start soon.
就是从8月19号就下一个周日就是。我们就有恢复这个中英文联合崇拜。
So starting next Sunday, which is 19th of August, we'll start the two worships.
Just bus. 哦，对。中英文联合崇拜，就是这个，就是我们那个 bus 接送就是恢复。
Sorry, that was a mistake. Serious mistake. So starting next Sunday, we'll start to have the bus service. However, there's still a combined English and Chinese service.
但是崇拜呢是在8月26号就是开始。
So then the two worships will not start until the 26th of August.
第三件就是纽约上周华人教会将于这个劳工节的周末，就是 Labor Day 周末，在8月31号到9月3号在 Delta Lake 有这个联合举办的福音营。
The Chinese churches in upstate New York will have a gospel camp from August 31st to September 3rd at Delta Lake.
今年的讲员是刘明辉牧师，他是在 Princeton 的一个华人教会的牧师。
The speaker is Reverend Liu, and he is a pastor in Princeton.
对，他的主题是科学、信仰与人生。
The topic will be science, faith, and life.
这个。希望大家有兴趣呢，可以就是报名参加。
If you're interested, you're more than welcome to sign up.
你有如果有兴趣，就是可以和建华还有这个胡俊弟兄联络。
So you can contact either brother 建华 or 胡俊。
教会将在8月16号有受洗。
There will be baptism on the 26th of August.
如果有心要受洗的，就像今天就可以与徐牧师来。约谈。
So please contact Pastor Xi if you're interested in becoming baptized.
还有一件报告就是我们秋季的中文成人主日学呢，于这个9月2号开始。
Chinese Adult Sunday School will begin on September 2nd.
今年我们会开三个班。
There will be 3 Mandarin classes.
我们还是像以前我们有这个信仰探讨班。
We'll have an exploration of faith.
这个主要是为慕道友朋友开办。
And that is a class targeted for seekers.
今年我们的造就班有两个班，一个就是约翰书信和犹大书。
And there are going to be two classes for Christians, and one is the book of John and Jude.
另外一个就是圣经导读，主要就是创世纪。
And the second class will be on how to read the Bible, and we're going to be reading the book of Genesis.
我们下一个主日就会有这个报名单。
So we'll start to register for the classes next week.
请这个弟兄姐妹还有这个慕道友， 能够预备心来参加。
We ask brothers and sisters and all seekers to prepare your hearts when it comes to sign up time.
最后一件就是说，在夏天，我们经常因为天气热要开窗户。
Lastly, I would like to emphasize that in the summer, we always open up the windows for when we have functions.
就是大家在聚会用这个教会以后，能够记得把这个窗户。走的时候能够把窗户关上。
And I would like to remind every brothers and sisters to remember to close the windows before you leave.
好，那我们就一起起立，我们唱三一颂。
Let's all rise for doxology.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and guidance of the Holy Spirit be with you all forever and ever. 愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，天父上帝的慈爱，圣灵的感动、交通与引领，常与你们众人同在，直到永永远远。阿门。请坐。
我们。